Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about I'm Sorry You Suck. Oh, let's go. Yes, fellas, I hope you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. And I don't mean that you, my lovely subscribers, are sucking ass. I'm talking about people in general. All the weak, stupid people. Yes, they're doing some retardation shit. Fucking furries. Yes, Muammar Gaddafi is dead, but he came back and got this bitch pregnant. Fun times, right? Yes, you're just right there minding your own business and some dumbass comes out and gets you from behind. That's some bullshit, right? But fuck these people. Yeah, then you turn around and you see who it is and you see this fucking alien creature. Like, what the fuck? And this is the people that they're promoting? She's oogly. Just my opinion. She does look like some kind of weird creature. But it's just nightmare fuel, in my opinion. But people like this. I'm sure this chick has a husband or a girlfriend. Who knows? It's 2025. People do their zip, zerp, boop, beep crap. So, yeah. Sorry, friends, there's no intelligent life forms on this fucking planet. It's all full of fucking trannies and niggers. Oh, yes, I'm not gonna put this on YouTube because, you know, they like to censor shit, so fuck those assholes. Yeah, this would be true if this bitch was fucking shaped like a very sexy woman, but no, this chick looks like a tree folk. Yeah, she's fucking some kind of stick figure. She's one of those walking stick bugs. Oh man, but people will try to fuck her, or him, zip zerp, boop beep, pop pop. Fuck that shit. Yeah, that shit's very wicked. If they put that fucking nasty shit, if that bitch looked like this, then yeah, then that'll be fucking like a good fucking fuck. But no, this bitch is nasty. You think the lion is gonna rape that fucking monkey? Hell no! He'd probably just chew him up and spit that shit out. Gross. Yeah, do you know what else is gross? When the government fucks you in the ass and all they say is, I'm sorry! Yeah, let's bring up a clip of Bill Clinton saying his fucking bullshit. Fuck, that guy sucks ass. What a fucking bitch. I guess you would be a bitch if you start fucking Hillary Clinton. But I bet Hillary Clinton pegs him in the ass. Isn't she like a lesbian or some shit? So yeah. Yeah, chew on that shit. Friends, here is right here Bill Clinton. He's saying that it's okay to test on the human population because the government doesn't give a fuck. So let's hear it from the horse's mouth. Well, come on, Bubba. Flap those gums, you fucking faggot.
Thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place at hospitals, universities, and military bases around our nation. The goal was to understand the effects of radiation exposure on the human body.
You see? The government doesn't give a shit about you, so you better stop taking all those government handouts because all they're gonna do is fuck you in the ass. So stop being stupid. Just saying. You see, the government doesn't give a fuck about you. Big Brother thinks you're just a bitch.
While most of the tests were ethical by any standards, some were unethical, not only by today's standards, but by the standards of the time in which they were conducted.
You see, fellas, the government doesn't give a fuck about you, so tell them go suck a dick. Do your part, my friend. Would you like to know more?
They fail both the test of our national values and the test of humanity. Informed consent means your doctor tells you the risk of the treatment you are about to undergo. In too many cases, informed consent was withheld.
Yes, to demons, they don't need your consent. They just do it because you belong to them, according to this fucking freak show. But show them that you don't. You're by yourself. Yes, these stupid idiots think just because they own us on paper that we're actually gonna follow for their shit. No! You see the optics, you see that they're full of shit. Yes, we're born into slavery, but you don't have to do what they tell you to do. Yes, shit's gonna be difficult and hard, but I think that things are starting to change to our favor. Just saying.
Americans were kept in the dark about the effects of what was being done to them. The deception extended beyond the test subjects themselves to encompass their families and the American people as a whole.
Yeah, they always did tests. You ever heard of the Tuskegee experiments? Yeah, those Tuskegee airmen? Yeah, they used them and they started testing syphilis and all kinds of weird STDs to see what's the effects on the human body. And the government didn't admit it till the 90s, I believe. Yes, after all these people got sick and died and all the birth defects and all that shit? Oh, yes. Also in California, I think it was in the 50s, where they were sterilizing people that were mentally ill and people in prison. Yeah, there was a bunch of women that were getting sterilized. Oh man, yeah, the government sure loves you, right? Big Brother's there to help you, right? Right? I don't think so.
For these experiments were kept secret. And they were shrouded not for a compelling reason of national security, but for the simple fear of embarrassment. And that was wrong.
Fear of embarrassment. That's some serious bullshit. Yeah, remember the fall of Saigon? Did the government give a fuck about that shit? They made us look like a bitch. What about recently when we left Afghanistan? That was another bitch move. So it's like, what the fuck? The government doesn't give a shit. Yeah, they say, oh, it's about this, it's about that. No, it's about power and control. You people don't give a shit about us. Yeah, and sooner or later, the people are gonna rise up and they're gonna fuck you in the ass. Yeah, just because you think you hide in those ivory towers that you think you can't be touched. Don't worry, Luigi Mangione's gonna come for you. Might take a while, but he's there.
So today, on behalf of another generation of American leaders and another generation of American citizens, the United States of America offers a sincere apology to those of our citizens who were subjected to these experiments, to their families, and to their communities.
Oh, you got my heartfelt sympathies, huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you sick. I'm sorry. Yes, the damage is done. Now all these people ate shit. But yeah, I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Fuck you. The government doesn't give a shit. All they do is they give you a half-ass apology and they just wipe your ass and then they tell you, run along. Yep. Oh, same thing with the Bestos. People were dying left and right from that shit, but the government couldn't pay all these people because they would have been bankrupt. So they just gave them fucking a couple of bucks and tell them fuck off. Yes, that's what this is. So much bullshit, but what can you do, right? We live in this society where people are just fucking pussies. They don't want to fight for what's right. They'd rather suck a dick. Well, fuck you. If you like semen, enjoy. I, for one, am going to wait here until everybody fucking wakes up. Then we could start doing something for real. Right? Well, anyways, you guys kick ass and fuck all these people and fuck Jews and fuck niggers, so. Yes, like I said, I'm not putting this shit on YouTube. Fuck all these people. And, oh yeah, I got a new person on, Gibson Brown. Thanks for joining in, and you're the first one to actually do that. Thanks a lot. You're awesome. Well, it's time for me to go skedaddle and go to work. I got shit to do. Hope you guys are taking care of your shit. And don't let these stupid homos get you down. Because at the end of the day, you have to live your life for you. These faggots are just there to fuck you up, so fuck them and goodbye, friends.